One of the alleged founders of Colombia's Cali drug cartel arrived in the U.S. last week. Gilberto Rodriguez Orihuela had been in a Colombian jail since 1995. His extradition to Miami sounds like a promising step in the war on drugs. The U.S. Attorney's Office called it possibly the biggest extradition this country has ever had. Stephen Dudley is the Miami Herald's correspondent in Bogota. We asked him if the seizure of the drug lord was a great victory for U.S. drug enforcement.
It isn't in the sense that Rodriguez Orihuela is a major drug trafficker today. It is in the sense that it sends a message to all of those involved in drug trafficking that regardless of any sort of arrangement they think they make with their own home countries, in this case, an agreement that the Rodriguez Orihuela brothers apparently made with the Colombian government in the mid-1990s that they would never face this sort of extradition, that sooner or later they're going to have to face the justice system in the United States. That message is being sent to all major drug traffickers right now, and it's being sent through actions like extraditing people like Gilberto Rodriguez Orihuela.
Well, if he, though, is not currently active, a big participant in drug trafficking, who are the worst offenders, and are they being extradited?
Some of the worst offenders are being extradited. A lot of them are names you have never heard of and never will hear of. They carry a much lower profile, and that oftentimes their extradition is also under a very low profile. And this is so the U.S. authorities can continue prosecuting the other leaders in these big cartels.
I understand Colombian President Álvaro Uribe has a say in who is and is not extradited to the U.S. How does that work?
Essentially, he's the final one who signs off on the extradition. You know, he has extradited many more people than any of his predecessors. In that sense, he's greatly enhanced his reputation in Washington. But you have to remember that President Uribe faced some accusations of having connections to drug traffickers before he became president. And many people believe that he has not necessarily broken away from those connections, but rather he is extraditing people that don't have anything necessarily to do with the wing of the drug trafficking world that he once had contact with.
Is there evidence for that?
The evidence is scant, and most of it relates to whether or not relatives of his were owners only in name of properties of large drug traffickers.
And is it known that his relatives do own those properties?
Has been some proof that has emerged that his father did indeed own some properties in name only for the Ochoa family. But having said that, there are a number of people who are worried about the way in which he is treating certain members of right-wing paramilitaries who are also connected to drug trafficking. There is a worry that many of them will escape extradition as a peace process between paramilitaries and the government proceeds.
In other words, if they take part in the peace process, there's less chance they'll be extradited.
Exactly. And many of the people who have been taking part in the peace process are known drug traffickers. And the theory is that most of them join the paramilitaries in order to gain this sort of cover, if you will, this political cover. If they could pretend that they are political actors, that they have committed political crimes rather than crimes of, say, drug trafficking, then they would be covered under laws that are being debated right now and not face extradition.
Stephen Dudley is a correspondent for the Miami Herald in Bogota, Colombia. Thanks so much.
Thank you.